King Music on Broadway and Bradley is having a digital piano sale. You can save up to $200 on Casio keyboards. These are various new Casio, Selviano, and Privia models that are being played for only one day at solo and ensemble contest. Then they're cleaned up and ready for delivery the week of March 4th. So right now, you can call to reserve yours, or you can stop into King Music on Broadway and Bradley, make a deposit, and even set up payment plans right now. There's a full warranty for all of these Casio boards. You get free swag, and you even get free delivery. If you need to do some shopping online, you can do that at kingmusic.com, and make sure you use promo code KankakeePod for 10% off your order. Welcome to Kankakee Podcast News. I'm Jake Lamore. This week's episode is brought to you by Nana's Bakery and Cakes on Broadway and Bradley. It's more than just cakes and cupcakes. It's the perfect treat for every occasion. Here are your local news headlines from this past week, with today being Friday, March 1st, 2024. A Bradley tobacco shop went up in smoke on Saturday, February 24th. WVLI The Valley reports Bradley firefighters responded to an alarm at iFog Vapes and Smokes on South Kennedy Drive at approximately 1:30 a.m. Saturday. Upon arrival, fire crews observed heavy smoke coming from the building. Flames eventually spread through a shared attic space with the building next door to iFog. It took about an hour to put out the blaze. The fire caused roughly $500,000 in damages to the iFog building. Two people were killed in a two-vehicle crash in Grant Park Monday, February 26th. According to a press release from the Kankakee County Coroner's Office, the head-on collision occurred near 11,000 North Road on Illinois State Route 1 in Grant Park at approximately 11:26 a.m. Upon arrival, the Grant Park Fire Department determined the driver of each vehicle was deceased. A preliminary investigation determined a 2009 Ford Fusion driven by 31-year-old Ricky A. Castillo of Grant Park was southbound on Illinois Route 1 when it crossed the center line and struck a northbound 2018 Ford Edge driven by 54-year-old Penelope A. Manthi of Crete. The collision resulted in extensive fire damage to Castillo's car. The incident remains under investigation. A Manteno man has been caught with child pornography. WVLI reported Thursday that 38-year-old Nicholas Sharp has been charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography. Police discovered the evidence during a search of Sharp's home in the 10,000 block of North State Route 50 in Manteno on Monday, February 26th. All counts are Class 2 felonies. Sharp could receive up to 7 years in prison for each one. A Bradley woman who went missing for 8 days has been found. The Missing Person Awareness Network reports 43-year-old Kelly McCreary was found safe and sound on Wednesday, February 28th. When McCreary was reported missing, she was last seen on East Broadway in Bradley on Tuesday, February 20th. No word on when and where she was found or what caused her disappearance, just that McCreary was located and is now back home safely with her family. The Kankakee County branch of the NAACP hosted two candidate forums this past week at the Kankakee Public Library. The first one took place Tuesday and included 40th District Senate candidates Patrick Joyce and Kimberly Ehrling, along with 79th District State Representative candidates Billy Morgan, Robert Ellington Snipes, and Dr. Geneva Walters. The second forum was between the two candidates for the Kankakee County Auditor's Office, Jake Lee and Colton Eckhoff. If you missed your chance to attend the forums, you can watch them in full right now at the Kankakee County NAACP Facebook page. The Illinois primary election is March 19th. Former President Donald Trump will remain on the Republican Party primary ballots in Kankakee County for the Illinois primary. In a press release from the Kankakee County Clerk's Office from Thursday, it states Cook County Circuit Judge Tracy Porter's ruling to remove Trump from the March 19th Illinois primary ballot was paused pending appeal. Anyone that has already participated by in-person early voting or by casting their ballot by mail don't need to take any action at this time. The Kankakee County Clerk's Office says they will follow any decision by the courts as it relates to the 2024 presidential election. The Village of Bradley is considering remaining a part of the Kankakee County Convention and Visitors Bureau. WVLI reports at Monday night's Bradley Village Board meeting, Bradley Mayor Mike Watson said he has had some hopeful conversations with CVB Executive Director Nicole Gavin recently. However, Jamie Boyd, who represents Bradley on the CVB board, says he was not properly informed about the new CVB bylaws and questioned several of the changes made to them. Mayor Watson said the Bradley Village Board will discuss the proposed changes and send their feedback with Mr. Boyd at the next CVB meeting on March 18th. Three transit providers in the Kankakee area have been awarded more than $1.6 million. In a press release from 40th District State Senator Patrick Joyce, the funding comes from the Consolidated Vehicle Procurement Program administered by the Illinois Department of Transportation. The program helps smaller transit agencies navigate the red tape of the public bidding process while ensuring their vehicles meet federal requirements and specifications. Transit providers in Joyce's district receiving funds include River Valley Metro with $1,392,000, Kankakee County, $172,000, and Thresholds, $115,000. The Bourbonnais Elementary School District 53 plans to spend $3 million this summer on facility upgrades. The Daily Journal reports the Bourbonnais School Board approved a resolution Tuesday to sell up to $3 million in bonds to increase the district's working cash flow. Upgrades include new roof and siding at Levasseur Elementary School and remodeling bathrooms at Bourbonnais Upper Grade Center for a cost of close to $1,119,000. Fixing drainage issues and redoing the parking lot at the bus garage near Liberty Intermediate School will cost roughly $1 million. One block of North Street in Bradley will be closed temporarily this coming week. In a Facebook post from the Bradley Police Department on Wednesday, there are plans to close one block of North Street at the intersection of Monroe Avenue between March 4th and March 15th. The closure is due to the construction taking place at Lills Park. The contractor has indicated they will open to traffic sooner if possible. Avoid this area or take an alternate route if possible to alleviate traffic congestion. The main detour will be East Broadway Street from Route 50 to North Van Buren Avenue. The Kankakee County Board is looking to form a Kankakee River Advisory Board. The Daily Journal reports at Thursday's Highways and Waterways Committee meeting of the board, the forming of the Kankakee River Basin Advisory Commission came into focus. County Board Chairman Andy Wheeler suggested the Kankakee Valley Boat Club, Northern Illinois Anglers Association, Farm Bureau, Drainage Districts, Kankakee County Soil and Water Conservation District, and other organizations as having seats on this new board. Chairman Wheeler is hopeful the Kankakee River Basin Advisory Commission could be formed as soon as October. The new board would help in addressing sand and sediment issues in the Kankakee River. The Kankakee Valley Park District plans to make renovations to Bird Park. The Daily Journal reports at Monday's Park District Board meeting, commissioners voted to sign an agreement with Upland Design for architectural services. Bird Park renovations are slated to cost $1.2 million. $600,000 of that will be funded by the Open Space Land Acquisition and Development Grant from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The Kankakee Valley Park District hopes to start the project in the spring of 2025. Bids will soon be going out for the construction of the Kankakee East Riverwalk. Kankakee Riverfront Society Executive Director Bill Yonka explains to us exactly what that means for the project.
It means that there's a timeline in place for getting the project started. So we really are ambitious about getting to substantial completion in this calendar year. We realize that by December, it's not a great time to do landscaping and plant plants and trees, but those will be things that can be done in the spring. But looking forward to being aggressive and finding a partner as a general contractor to work with and getting this thing going.
And what will the cost be?
The cost is going to be all dependent on what the bids come in at. We're waiting for an opinion from Hitchcock Group, who we worked with on the design, of what they think it'll come in at. You know, Long and always talked about that it's going to be just north of $3 million. We don't know how far north of that it's going to be, but that's what we're anticipating. Then April 15th for the city council meeting that night should be able to be accepted. So that's kind of the rough timeline right now. You know, dates can change a little bit because of circumstances, but we're moving forward and being aggressive with this to get make sure it gets done in a pretty substantial way this year.
And there is a fundraiser coming up for the East River Walk that you can participate in.
One of the things that we talk about, like, how can community members who have not the deepest pockets like the rest of us, how can they be a part of this project? And one of those ways is we're coming out to Yanaki's on Earth Day, April 22nd. And Yanaki's has been so cool to work with on this. When I gave him the idea, I thought it might be, they might want to do like 10% of the proceeds. They're saying 50% of what comes in that day, all day long, will go to purchasing plants and trees for the East River Walk. They've been really cool about that. And of course, when it's done, it's going to be a great place to have your lunch and walk over and enjoy the riverfront.
Yonka added that construction should begin on the East River Walk this spring and hopefully finish by December 20th. The French Heritage Museum is in need of your help. The cupola on top of the stone barn in downtown Kankakee, where the museum is located, is in need of desperate repairs. The museum is currently accepting donations to help cover the costs. No donation is too small. The stone barn is one of the oldest buildings in Kankakee County. Nana's Bakery and Cakes in Bradley is under new ownership. According to a post on their Facebook page, Nana's new owners are Pathfinder Partners, a division of the Pathfinder Group, a full-service marketing and business agency in Kankakee. Pathfinder Chief Operations Officer Jesse Erickson says the purpose behind purchasing Nana's was to invest in small businesses.
This year, in an effort to invest in small businesses in our community, Pathfinder purchased Nana's Bakery to continue to provide new and quality products to the Kankakee County area.
Nana's plans to create new treats and flavors, launching a rewards program, and more in the coming months. They are located on Broadway in Bradley. Kankakee has a new Wendy's location. The new fast food restaurant opened its doors Wednesday with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and is owned by All-Star Management. It's located inside the Ricky Rockets Fuel Center on East Court Street in Kankakee, which also recently opened. The Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge takes place Saturday at Lake Mantino. Approximately 500 people are expected to attend, with a majority of them plunging into the cold water to raise money for Special Olympics Illinois. The fundraising goal for this year is $180,000. Kankakee alternative rock band Carrying Torches has dropped a new single today. In a press release, the band says the new song, Conversation, emerges as a poignant anthem for the mature audience, exploring the essence of value amidst life's certainties and the pursuit of growth over beginnings. The song was produced by Seth Henderson at Always Be Genius Studios in Crown Point, Indiana, and is available now on all streaming platforms. Those are your Kankakee Podcast News headlines for Friday, March 1st, 2024, brought to you by Nana's Bakery and Cakes on Broadway and Bradley. I'm Jake Lamore. Thank you so much for listening. This Monday on Kankakee Podcast, Derek Grants will be returning to the podcast, except this time he is guest hosting. His guest will be Johanna Holloway.
In Kankakee Podcast fashion, I have to ask the great question that Jake Lamore asked. Mostly everybody asks me, where does life start for Johanna Holloway?
So, life started for me in 2020.
Please follow and subscribe so you don't miss that episode and the ones to follow. Have a great weekend.